Iraq, national security, the economy, education, they're all competing for attention in the election tomorrow. But sometimes it's the smallest thing that influences how a vote is cast. Commentator Katie Davis knows she'll be voting tomorrow on the basis of something very close to home in her Washington, D.C. neighborhood.
It is 3.5 inches high and barely 8 weeks old. And it's the best thing, I mean flat out, that's happened to my street in years. The crew came in orange jumpsuits to jackhammer our street in late summer. They poured out a slab of steaming asphalt and sort of buttered the street with it. Then they gently formed a rise with the backs of their shovels. It glinted in the sun. And then a car came down, going about 45 miles per hour, which is how they tend to drive down our street.
That is a deterrent for a bunch of speedballers.
We had a speed hump. And just so you know, a hump is lower than the outdated speed bump, which can be a wicked 12 inches high. There are only 6 of these new speed humps in all of Washington, D.C., and we have one. Call them pilot humps. When the D.C. Department of Transportation caught up on filling years' worth of neglected potholes, they decided to tackle speeders.
Pero hay quienes piensan que solo es un parche que está ahí.
A cluster of us were drawn outside within minutes that first afternoon. We stood around the way people gather to admire an especially robust show pig. Everything about the hump was worth comment. The gentle way it sloped up, the gouges and sparks the car mufflers made as they returned to asphalt. We were mesmerized. Sam, a retired Defense Department employee, promised a prize to the first driver to drop an oil pan.
We'll give him a martini, probably, right? A shaker full of martinis or something.
Donald, the longtime building janitor, spent hours supervising the action.
See, that he hit the back. The back hit on his. That's the back.
Now, see, some people would say you're mean because you're laughing.
Well, I wanted to tear the car up. That's tough love for him.
Control. We finally have some. And in a city where basic services can be notoriously unreliable, a measure of control is deeply meaningful. The cars have slowed down. It is safer for Gabo, Joe, Maya, Amira, Malaika, and the other 24 children to walk to school now. We're thinking about naming the hump. And you know, we tried other solutions. 15 years ago, when his kids were young, Tuffy stole a stop sign from somewhere and stuck it on a pole and put it right in the middle of the street. He did this every day from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m., forcing the cars to inch around it. After a while, though, someone stole it back.
You know, I would wave my hands, I would yell at people, people would just tell me to go to hell. Some people would apologize and slow down, but mostly they wouldn't.
That's Mita, and the speeders drove her crazy for years. She complained to Officer Jones, who gave her 2 orange cones to place in the street every morning. The cars flattened them. Officer Jones lost interest. So Mita held a meeting and collected signatures, 11 to be exact, asking the city for intervention, a camera, a moat, anything. Let it go, Mita, I counseled her. Nothing is going to happen. I mean, it took 4 years to get working lights in our street, and the dead tree that we have reported many times is still leaning and creaking in front of Bill's house. Mita had a strategy, though. She volunteered for our local council member, Jim Graham. She tackled every project he asked her to, and every chance she got, she reminded him that people on our block were worried about speeding. He listened. He called the Department of Transportation. And after all, the pilot humps had to be installed somewhere. So when the hump was sculpted about 3 weeks before the crucial Democratic primary, I knew that our council member was trying to make our streets safe and his reelection. And I know for a fact that the hump got him at least 12 votes. And that's fine with me. And it's why I always target important requests for a few months before elections. Right now, I'm trying to convince 2 untested candidates for neighborhood office to clean up our alley before November 5th. If either of them does it, that is how I'll decide who to vote for. That simple. I'm not interested in their resume or whether they are a member of the Green Party or the Young Republicans. I want my alley clean. And if they can make that happen, I'll figure they're competent and possibly capable of delivering the unrivaled gift of a little hump in the middle of the road.
That essay from Washington, D.C. writer Katie Davis and her ongoing series, Neighborhood Stories.